USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are investigating the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This was an unmitigated disaster of epic proportions. This did not have to happen.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall there regarding that withdrawal. The congressman continues by saying it didn't have to be this way.
But the president refused to listen to his own generals and the intelligence community, who warned him precisely what would happen.
President Biden is surveying the wildfire damage in California and meeting with fire officials in Idaho. The president speaking in Boise, Idaho, about his administration's support for firefighters.
You have the full support of my government, my administration, I should say, and all those who have major roles in the government.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Congressional leaders and lawmakers are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. An event was held Monday after the actual anniversary was marked on Saturday.
Today and always, Americans are united in grief for those who lost their lives and for their families, and gratitude for the heroes of the day.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling it a day of heroism and losses that were unfathomable. The Lancet is publishing an article that says the general public doesn't need COVID-19 booster shots right now. The article in the peer-reviewed journal says there's still a high degree of protection against a severe outcome after getting the virus. However, they added booster shots may be needed in the future. That's if immunity as a result of current vaccines is reduced, or if there's a new variant that renders the shots less useful. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another red state governor is railing against vaccine mandates put in place by President Biden.
Nebraska Governor Republican Pete Ricketts on Fox News responds to President Biden's vaccine mandate.
First of all, we have been encouraging people to get vaccinated. We've been providing information and encouraging people to reach out to their neighbors because vaccines work and they will help people. But it should be a personal health care choice. This is not something that the government should mandate, and somebody shouldn't have to make the choice between keeping their job and getting a jab in the arm. I mean, it's just wrong. I've talked to people, a number of people, who have told me if they make me take the vaccine, I'm just going to be fired. I'm not going to do it.
We have other vaccines that are mandatory. Why not this one? He was asked.
There's a long history that parents have had the opportunity to see how those things have been implemented. And there's still a lot of people out there who don't know what to trust. And in fact, this is really an outcome of what the CDC has done because they've flip-flopped on so many issues.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Week one of the NFL season wraps up with Monday Night Football as the Baltimore Ravens visit the Raiders in Las Vegas. The Ravens have made the playoffs in each of Lamar Jackson's first three seasons following a three-year hiatus. The Raiders are coming off an 8-8 finish in their first year in Vegas, but missed the playoffs for the fourth straight season. Kickoff is set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.